Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Rivi'i, the 28th day of the month of Nisan, 13th day of the Omer, in Israel, where it is already Yom Chamishi, the 29th day of the month of Nisan. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. As we've been sharing over the last several weeks, months now at this point, I'll share the abridged translated version of the combined prayer for the welfare of the American government and for the safety of the American military. He who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Israel dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, the Namar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Blau of the Green Road Synagogue in Beechwood, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Blau's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Chuf Chaf Aleph, and Chuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Blau will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Blau.
I thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for the privilege and honor of giving these words of Chizuk. It's a very interesting time after Pesach. We just commemorated Yom HaShoah. Next week is Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut. There's so many emotions. There's so many strong feelings as we're concerned, of course, at the same time about the safety and security of our brothers and sisters in Israel. I want to take a moment and focus on the customs that we observe during Sfirat HaOmer. While, of course, the Sfira involves the counting of the Omer, most of us associate this time period with the various Nihugi Avelus, the various forms of mourning that we've adopted due to the deaths of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim during this time period. And the question may be posed, while the events of the loss of life of so many outstanding young Talmidei Chachamim is, of course, deserving of remembrance, why is this particular event deserving of such a long period of Nihugi Avelus, of time of mourning? Unfortunately, if you look at Jewish history, our history is replete with many, many tragedies where so many members of Am Yisrael lives were lost. What was unique about this particular event that required this extensive response? And before I answer that question, I want to take a step back to perhaps a lighter moment in the Haggadah that has always troubled me. In the list of Dayenus, where we go through each of the events that transpired to Am Yisrael upon their leaving from Egypt all the way to getting, of course, eventually to Eretz Yisrael, one of the Dayenus we said is a little bit puzzling. We say the observation had HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Har Sinai, v'lo nasan lanu es haTorah Dayenu, how we've been brought to Har Sinai but not received the Torah, that would have been enough. And the question is, how could that be? What would have been the meaning of bringing Am Yisrael to the Torah, to Har Sinai and not receiving the Torah? What would have been the significance that would have deserved a Dayenu? And here, too, many answers may be given, But I'd like to share the answer to that question that will allow us to appreciate what is transpiring now during Sefiras HaOmer as well. I believe the answer to that question is the prerequisite to Matan Torah. We know that before Am Yisrael were able to accept the Torah, the pasuk describes Vayichan Ha'am Keneged Ahar, the nation encamped before the mountain. And when asked the question from a grammatical standpoint, the phrase should have been Vayachanu, they encamped. They encamped as an Am, not a singular individual. And Rashi on the spot quotes the line of Chazal, Vayichan Ha'am Keneged Ahar Ke'isha Echad B'Lev Echad. They were like one individual, one person with one heart. There was an incredible amount of achdus, the incredible amount of Am Yisrael coming together as one entity that was a prerequisite to Matan Torah. And I believe that's what we're saying in the Baal Haggadah when we make the observation. Had we just been brought to Har Sinai, had we achieved that level of unity, that level of achdus, that level of coming together, that alone would have been incredibly significant. It is so challenging and difficult for the Jewish people to be united in any situation, and that alone is deserving of remembrance and of recognition. That being the case, let's turn back to our pressing question. Here we are during the time between Pesach and Shavuos. We're between the time when we're going to supposed to be getting ready for Matan Torah. We're supposed to try to achieve that level of a Yichan Ha'am Keneged Ahar. And here we are, the leading Tamidim, Rabbi Akiva's Tamidim, those people who should be the pinnacle of all the good midos that we strive for, were unfortunately pulling in the opposite direction. They weren't nagud kavod zeh bazeh. They didn't treat each other with the proper respect, whatever level that may mean. Nonetheless, they were not achieving this lofty goal of Yichan Ha'am Keneged Ahar. Ke'ish echad b'lev echad. And I think when the decision was made to commemorate their deaths, it was designed to remind us of what we need to be striving for, what we need to be working on all year round, but most acutely and most importantly, during this time between Pesach and Shavuos. We have to be preparing ourselves, striving to bring Am Yisrael together, trying to bring us ever closer. We know the line of Chazal, but any generation that does not live to see the Beis HaMikdash built during their time period, Ki'ilu Nechrev, as if they destroyed it. And the question may be posed, none of us destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. None of us were privileged to see the Beis HaMikdash. But if we have not fixed the problem that brought about the Beis HaMikdash destruction, it's as if we destroyed it. And we all know that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, very much related to the same topic. This is our mission. This is our task between Pesach and Shavuos, to work so hard to break that nida, to bring Am Yisrael closer together, to have avas chinam, to have love and kindness and binding us together, so that indeed we get ready and we get to that point of Matan Torah, and we are once again as we need to be, ki'ish echad b'lev echad. At this moment, I'll turn to the saying of Tehillim. As Naftali mentioned, we'll be saying three prakim of Tehillim today. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121, and Kuf Lamed. I will read each of the psukim line by line, starting with Tehillim Chaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yadcha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yitagech Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitiyon Yisadecha. Yizkar kol minchosecha v'olascha yedash nesela. Yitein lecha kilvavecha v'chol atzrascha yimalei. Nirana nabishua secha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati koshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneyu mishmei kacho bigburos yesha yimino. Eilev Erechev, Eilev Asusim, V'anachne B'Shem, Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Heim Akarov Inafalu, V'anachnu, Kamnu V'nisodod, Adonai Hoshiya, HaMelech Yaneinu B'yom Kareinu. Now we move to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir L'malos, Esoinai L'Hari, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri meim Adonai, Osei shemayim v'aret, Al yitein lamod rak lecha, Al yanum shamrecha, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Ad Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakecha, V'Areach Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzitzka Bo'echa, Me'atza V'Ad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir Malos, Imam Akim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shima Bekali, Tienu Azecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai, Imavonos Tishmoya, Adonai Mia Amod, Ki Imchoat Spika, Leman Tivorei, Kivisi Adonai, Kivsa Napchi, Lidvaro Hocholti, Nafshi Ladonoi, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonoi, Yemadonoi Hachesed, Varbei Mofedos, Vehu Yiftes Yisrael, Bikol Avonosov. And now say Achenu. First I'll say it in Hebrew, and then we'll say it together in English. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael, hanusanim basara v'shivya, homdin bein bayam uvein bayabasha, makom yirachem aleihem yotei mitzar lirvacha, mefeila liora mishibil legula, hashabagalav izman kariv en amar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, and see your land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. We'll now say the Mishaberach for the soldiers of the Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avoseinu avam Yitzhak v'Yaakov, huyivarech eskalei tzfagin ala Yisrael, v'anshei kochot v'bitachon, hamdim ha-mishmar atzeinu v'reilu, heinu m'vanan v'amibar mitrayim, yam ha-gadol avarava, ובכמקם שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני סבינו הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמר ויתיר את חיילינו מכל צער וצוקו, מכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, יבר תוננו תחתיהם, יתרים בקטי ישוע ותרס ניצחון. יוכהם בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הולך עמכם, להילחם לכם, להיבקם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. And finally, we'll say Mishaberach for all those in need of a refuah, all those who are ill. Mishaberach avaseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech. Nesacholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachvimam L'Ravotzam L'Kach Skam L'Hachi Osam, Oshlag L'Hamei Refu Oshleimim Min HaShemayim L'Chol Yivirem L'Chol Yidehem, B'toch Shar Chol Yisrael, Refu Os HaNefesh, Refu Os HaGuf, Hashbag Alav Yisman Kariv, V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Blau. Great to have you back on the program. We look forward to having you back in your Hashem in the near future. Also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination with the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. In a chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and a wonderful day.